This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I'm here to guide you through dating, sex, love and relationships through a completely alternative perspective. So if the dating, dare I say it, pickup advice that you've been following so far hasn't been working out for you, I hope that I can give you a completely different solution. And now, exciting topic for the day is I'm going to be talking to a lovely lady I have in the studio with me, and it's going to be all about easy wins on a first date, which basically means if you constantly are getting the feedback that she didn't feel the spark or that you're just the friend, you might be surprised. It isn't that you're walking around with a label on your forehead that says friend zone. It's actually more likely to be to do with your behavior towards her on the date. And what we want to do is I want to give you some easy ways that you can kind of step into that masculine zone and evoke those feelings of femininity and therefore the spark within her. Joining me today is the lovely Siobhan. Siobhan is a total babe and glorious and radiant. And she is also a matchmaker for Catch Me Cupid. That means that her whole job basically means that she sits down with loads of people, listens to them, and based on what she perceives about them, goes out into the world and finds them a really good match. So she knows people, she knows dates, because she gives advice on that stuff too. So I'm super excited to have her with us today. We are lucky. Welcome to the show, Siobhan.
Oh, thank you, Hayley. I have to come in more often. Honestly, all this flattery, you know, it's going to keep me coming back with more biscuits and more milk.
There you go. So flattery will apparently get you everywhere. And on that note, I wanted to talk to you about, because I think, and this is just my, as usual, my speculative personal opinion, sometimes guys in the dating process, they don't really go in for some of the courteous, romantic, gentlemanly behavior because you've been told that it's weak or that makes you a pussy or that women won't like you or they'll just walk all over you. And in fact, somehow I think you miss out on creating some of the magic or creating a spark by not behaving in that way.
Absolutely, yeah. I think for a woman to see you in a romantic context, you need to put on some romance. So from the very get-go, you know, that romance doesn't have to be, you know, turning up with a bunch of roses, you know, one in your mouth, but it's subtle.
Right.
To start with. And that starts, I think, with that kind of, you know, chivalry, really.
Yeah. And you know what? You don't have to be the guy, you don't have to be Hugh Grant to do chivalry. Okay.
Not like, at all. Yeah. Anyone can do it.
Right. So I went on this date, and I'm going to bring this up again. So this was I'm not going to give too many details. Somebody who was involved in the hip hop world, right? Yeah. So here we just start with this as a base point of not the person you would think to be chivalrous, right? Like, in fact, completely opposite. A couple of things that I think are easy wins that you guys can steal to use on your date. He sent me a message saying, "Meet me for coffee tomorrow." Mm. So the first investment was something that was just daytimey, which allowed us to get to know one another. Later on, he found out that I was flying out of LA that very night, and he said, "I'll move my schedule around." He then sent a car or an Uber to pick me up and took me to a restaurant that was like really close to the airport so that we could have a couple of hours together before my flight. His friend owned the restaurant, so he'd looked up what to order ahead of time.
Wow.
So he picked the best dishes off the menu and then put me in a cab to the airport.
Wow. That's what you call a considerate guy.
So, yeah.
And that's what women are looking for. Someone who's considerate. Like, you know, if you turn around and say to a woman, "You live in prime example, you live in Shepherd's Bush, so you want her to come to Shepherd's Bush to meet you. No. Straight away, the woman's going to be annoyed at the fact that she's got to come on your doorstep to meet you. You've got to first of all meet her at least halfway.
Yeah.
That's one thing. So,
and I also think women wisen up to this as well. So this is really getting into it, guys. You're getting insight into the female mind. I think when I was younger and not so sort of switched on and probably with
we'd have gone all the way. We'd have gone all the way there.
Oh, yeah, at midnight or something to see some like dodgy... No. Like,
and in now, the thick snow, I remember travelling all the way from Eastham to, you know, Ruislip. You know, it was like mission.
For those of you that are London, this is like one end to the other, which is a long, 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 long way. Oh. And the thing is, actually, as you grow up to be a bit more of a woman and your self-esteem sort of improves, you start going, hang on a second, this doesn't look like the right basis for something that has... you know, equality and partnership. And come on, guys, you want a woman who's going to want, who's fair, who wants to equally invest in the relationship, you
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah, and equally, you know, if a woman expects you to come right to her doorstep, you're right within your rights to kind of say, well, she's not very considerate and is a little bit selfish in her sort of behaviour there. So I think, yeah, that's one thing. You know, think about the location that's going to be convenient and, you know, sending the Uber is a winner. I always tell my guys, seriously, especially when it is a weekday date, she's got to go to work. She's not going to want to come in the work clothes and the work makeup that's been on for morning that's all, you know, melted off her face. She would want to go home, freshen up, shower, put the fresh makeup on, feel sexy. You want her to feel and look sexy on your date too. Therefore, you know, just cut that bit of time out. She doesn't need to go on the tube tonight. Let her feel special. Spend that £10-15 on that Uber.
It's only 10 quid.
It's nothing. Like, literally, and especially when you can get the executive Uber, which is really impressive because they stand outside and actually open the door for you.
Right, and then you know what happens? It's like, when that guy did that for me, I was literally like, immediately I'm
special.
Like... I felt special. Yeah. I was like, here's my assumptions that I made about him. Not true, probably, but would really work for you. I thought, wow, this is a man who really knows how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
He's experienced with women. He's secure. He's masculine. Mm. He's kind of a go-getter. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all those things that women traditionally find really hot and attractive, just £10 on an Uber.
Yeah. It's literally done. And she's literally going to come, go there feeling, you know, no flustered, just sitting there, smooth, relaxed, turn up, you know, feeling good. Stepping up, feeling good.
And you know what else? I have to say that women, we talk about our dates with our female friends.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going to come up on that, she's going to be talking about, and she'll be like, oh, he sent a car for me.
Yeah.
Oh. And her friends are going to be jealous.
Exactly.
And then also, because her friend's like, wow, he sounds so amazing. And this is wrong in society, but women are often valued and judged based on our relationships that we have with guys. So if her female friends perceive her to have got sort of a good one, or someone who's really is a real man, they'll be super excited because that's, you know, women's number one dating complaint is, where have all the real men gone? And in fact, just by, here we go, send the Uber, definitely pick the location yourself and say, you know, say it in a nice assertive, like, let's do this or meet me here. And then pick a location as well. Don't take her to some chain something that she could have gone a million times to before. Put some thought into it. You know, there's
another thing I'd say as well is, even if you can call up and get a reservation, get a good table in that restaurant, you know, she definitely don't turn up there where you might be faced with half an hour wait for a queue for a table and think, you know, make those plans in advance, get a nice table, you know, certain restaurants you've got like either, you know, riverside view or by the fireplace or whatever, you know, nice kind of, because what I tend to do for my guys is kind of that concierge part where I kind of plan the date for them a little bit. And that always works really well. You get there, your name's on the door.
Again, it's smooth. There's no stress.
Smooth.
You have somewhere to sit down. She's going to be wearing high heels. Like she's, and also you're the guy's going, oh, you know, you've got the good table. And immediately she feels protected, looked after, that you're actually the kind of guy. And you know what happens? It's beautiful. If she feels that she can trust you because you're the kind of guy that's got this and you can look after her, she will chill out and she'll be more feminine and more sexy and more open to getting to know you.
Exactly. No, absolutely. And again, you know, the Uber home, don't make her run for that train home to last tube. That's a stressful thing as well. You say, don't worry, you know, I'm going to make sure you get home okay.
Right. And it's also that non-pushiness and non-neediness, because you know what? A guy who's really secure in his sexuality every single time. He's not trying to get this girl home with him on the first date. No. He doesn't need to. Like, he doesn't need to try or push.
And she'll want him more while she's driving home in that car. On her own, though. Send it in the car on her own, not with you. And then she's going to think, oh, wow, you know, I've had a special night. Time to sit there and think, oh, and he hasn't even tried to take me home. Or hasn't tried to... What a gent.
Yeah.
You know, what a gent. And then you're going to send her a message on the way, you know, wonderful in your company this evening, you know, really would love to see you again. That's really nice, you know, because she's going to get that message as she's driving home in the car. That's going to put a smile on her face. And I would say your guy did a good thing by picking some things in the menu.
Yes.
See, I don't think it's good to sort of say, you know, yeah, well, all of this is for us, you know, let her choose. But if you have a knowledge of the menu and you can say, you know, I'd really recommend this particular dish and this wine or whatever.
Yeah, and then it's always like, hey, I think this would be great. But, you know, what do you feel like? What can we get for you, you know? Yeah. And it's... That is amazing as well. And you know what? Like other wins that happened later on, you know, things like, you know what? I've got this organized for you. What kind of like, he says, what kind of almond butter do you like? I'll get that, you know? And then he's like, oh, I'll take you out on this date. He knew I liked antiques. So he took me to the antique market. Yeah. You know, again, it was that knowledge of listening.
That's a key thing. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's listening skills. Ask questions, not in an interview format where you're firing off, you know, all the questions for a whole life story. Showing an interest, and each time that she talks, just listen to her and pick up on those little things. And then, like Ellie says, you know, make a nice suggestion based on what she's told you about herself.
Yeah, and it's not weak to be like that. It's like, look, hey, you, I know you're into it, so I thought we'd do this.
It's attentive.
It's attentive, but it's also leading and masculine. And very sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be honest. I've dated guys that I wouldn't normally fancy because they've been so great on dates.
Yeah.
You know, they've made you feel so good that you thought, you know what, I'm going to give this guy a try because he's actually he's a good guy. You know, might not be the type I normally go for, but he sure knows how to treat a lady. And that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
It is. You know, for me, I just, physical type is so just like... unimportant. Like I go for wildly different things. It's based on the behavior and how secure I feel in their company, and if actually I feel like, wow, this is a person who can handle it. So guys, if you're getting the same feedback, it's like no spark or the friend, here's some easy wins for you. Remember, you want to organize the date location, make it somewhere fair and equitable. If you really want to impress her, get the Uber, sort that out. Have some knowledge of the place you're going for a date as well. Do your recon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Go there before, get a reservation, know a bit about the menu so you can make those suggestions, and also you won't be stressed then either worrying about it.
Another thing I'd say is make sure you're nice to the staff there, because that's such a turn off when a guy is rude to the waiter. Like, that would literally be game over for me if a guy was rude to the waiter or didn't leave a tip. If you didn't leave a tip for the waiter, that would not impress me at all.
Right, exactly. So here's another thing, right? I like, Siobhan's up with this. She's an independent woman, right? We run our own shows over here. Like, we're, and also we're not the kind of, you know, we're just not wired to be like a money grabbing, anything like that. Mm. However, someone who I don't perceive to be generous or someone who I don't perceive to be cheap, horrible word, not cool. No, like, I'm very happy in a relationship to pay my way and help out. Of course, because it's a partnership, right? Mm. You're in it to work it out together. In that courting phase, though, when you're on the date, you know, and it doesn't have to be an elaborate date. This is important. You know, it doesn't have to be a Michelin starred restaurant. It could be a really cool, quirky coffee shop or a nice cocktail bar or an amazing walk around a beautiful place. Like, adjust it to your budget, but I'd be prepared to make the gesture of paying for the bill.
Let's face it. As you said, we're financially independent women. Most women are, a lot of women are rather these days, but a man still needs to be presenting himself as a man that can provide. Simple as, you know, that is it. And the second that you're showing yourself as you cannot be a provider, it's not sexy. So for you to turn around and say, you know, shall we split it? Well, sure, we can afford to split it, but do we want to tell our friends that you made us split the bill? No.
Right.
It's not a good look for you at all.
You're right. And I think if you've asked her out and you're, you know, in the traditional, and I know we live in the 2016, I am aware, but we're going into the masculine and the feminine, and some of it is a bit traditional, and that's because that's what makes it hot and exciting for us. So in that vibe, if you've invited her out and you are pursuing her in a nice, sexy, masculine way, just get it. Just pay. When she goes to the loo, just pay the bill so you can just walk out
that's
together.
Another thing. That's the best
classy
way.
Don't make a big deal out of it. Just
don't make a song and a dance out. Exactly. That's the worst thing. When they come back, the bill, you've gone to the toilet, the bill's still sitting there, they're still sort of fussing over the bill. Do not fuss over the bill. Just deal with it. Just deal with it, guys. Do not make it, you know, spending what, £40, let's say you're gonna end up spending on this one. I mean, what's £40, you know, and spending on the grand scheme of things? You've got to see this woman as an investment. She is an investment. This is someone you're going to see as your future mother of your children, wife, whatever. You need to invest. You have to invest.
Yeah, and I think it's also about that gesture of, I notice, you know, and I've noticed when guys, if there's like valets or other staff, if are they tipping them? Are they being nice to them? You know, and it's actually just about generally how you're conducting yourself in life. And, you know, we both come from also, you know, quite a, you know, not a posh and frivolous
not
background
at all.
Like, we're like working class over here, you know.
And it's counting your coppers and everything, you know, for a pint of milk. So, no, yeah, totally.
So it's not about that you all have to, but everyone has to be sort of super rich and you always have to get extravagant things for her. It's not. It's about how you treat people and how you engage with others and actually being courteous, being generous, demonstrating good qualities. That's what's important.
Yeah, it's the quality. I mean, there's even a quote that I read by Michelle Obama the other day, and I can't completely quote it completely, but it was something along the lines of, you know, what attracted me to Obama in the beginning was, it was his character, it was his decency, it was his compassion, it was his humility, all those things. It wasn't the fact that, you know, she didn't know she'd end up with a future president of the USA.
Did well there.
She'd done all right there, you know. But it wasn't even his good looks, it wasn't necessarily his charm, she said it was the character. And that's what women are looking for. Women that are relationship-minded and that are, you know, looking for that serious partnership, that's what they're looking for, is to see your character. So you need to show your character in the best way possible on that day. And, you know, even I had an example of a guy I remember giving, you know, like a tenner to a homeless man on the street. And that just really stood out to me, you know, just remembering him doing that. And I thought, that's a good guy.
Yeah, you know? I've had people, my umbrella's broken, you know, because in London, the sometimes, as you just found out earlier, right, the weather can suddenly change on you and you're suddenly in a hailstorm. And so I turn up to this date with a broken umbrella and he just looks at it and he just sort of like says, oh, you know what, here, just have mine. And he just gave me his. You know what? Costs you £5. Impact, astronomical.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And
exactly.
And so don't think chivalry isn't dead. It doesn't have to be needy or weedy or rubbish or weak. In fact, I think the guys that I often think are the most, I find myself the most attracted to, who I think are the most masculine, who I think are the sexiest and most interesting, and the guys I actually feel really like, wow, I can completely trust you, I feel comfortable in your company, they're guys that do these small acts of being courteous, these small acts of kindness, which demonstrate great character on a date.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely agree with you there, Hayley.
Awesome. Well, if you've loved what Siobhan has had to say, where can they find out more about you?
Yeah, so probably the best way is to go on to Catch Me Cupid, which is catchmecupid.co.uk. We've got the Twitter, the Facebook, the website. Myself, my Twitter's Mrs. Cupid, M-I-S-S-U-S.
Amazing. So you can put a face to a name as well. And Siobhan's advice is awesome as well, you know. And she speaks also to people. It's like her advice is perfect for you. If you're looking for a special person to build a partnership with, right, it's like, it's actually for people that are in that space. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I always ask four questions at the end of every podcast. So we're going to get Siobhan's answers to them as well. So the first one to begin with is limiting belief. So something you didn't think was possible when you were younger, but has since turned out to be true.
Yeah, I think the one that kind of stands out for me is, you know, my kind of mother's advice. Mother's advice is usually wise, but my mother's, I must say, some of it she's been wrong about. One of which was kind of saying, you know, if there's something that you want to do in life, you can't do it unless you're qualified. And so it kind of gave me the idea that, you know, if I didn't go down that university route or whatever, you know, I was missing out on the opportunity to be who I wanted to be. And, you know, here I am today as a full-time matchmaker with my own business, and I didn't go to university. And I've just, I didn't actually need a qualification to become a matchmaker, just going to the school of life and learning and meeting people and listening. So, yeah, I'd say that didn't stay with me forever, thankfully.
But yeah, and I'm actually a big fan of that. I don't think that, way off topic with this podcast, but I don't think that university is necessary for everyone. I did go, but I dropped out halfway through and I did rejoin. But the whole thing, I just look back on, I've gone, well, you know what? I've read a lot of books. I can say that, which I'm sure has helped in some respects. But what I've learned from is engaging with people and listening to them, and not enough people listen.
Absolutely. I think, just a side note on that, I think university is good for the social aspect. You can make some really good connections in life through university. And I think that's one of the key things about it, not so much the actual, you know, practical learning for life.
Very true. Something romantic that someone's done for you, something, and maybe another one that one of the guys that are listening can swipe.
Do you know something that was cute? When I first started dating a guy who I was with, you know, for a good 3-4 years, he had a thing where he'd always remember every anniversary, every month. So he actually wanted to celebrate our monthly anniversaries, which I thought was really cute. So I remember the first month after meeting him, he turned up with this really cute little cupcake and was like, happy first month anniversary. And I thought that was really sweet.
Oh my gosh. It's like he's tapped into the female mind. He must have had sisters or something, because he's got some insight.
Yeah, bless him.
Amazing. And can you give us a life hack, so a way to approach life?
I think everything you want is on the other side of fear. So I think that fear holds you back from most things that you really want in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, feel the fear, but do it anyway.
Love it. Yes. And also this applies massively, you know, when you're thinking about approaching that woman or starting off that interaction. Come on. It's like, a lot of the time, it's like, what do you realistically have to lose? Like 20 seconds of your time, potentially. Yeah, exactly. And the outcome could be glorious. Final question, a love hack.
Love hack. I think the main thing is just to know, you know, that relationships are, there's a difference between a relationship and a partnership.
Right.
And I think it is about, you know, when you are looking for someone, and, you know, if you're looking for a job even, you know, approach it in a similar way. Like, don't just go applying for all the jobs on Monster. Like, actually be selective in the job that you really want to go for.
Right. So, very true. I recently had a guy saying, I had 150 Tinder dates in half a year. And I was like, oh my God, like, no. Like,
it's not a numbers game. A lot of people say it's a numbers game. I don't believe it is.
No, I don't think it is either. I'm going to completely agree with you there. Because also, it's in that exhausting and relentless pursuit of what? Like, your ego? No. Like, if you want, you know, have high standards for yourself, and you know what else? Women respond well to guys that have high standards, because women have standards, and women are often looking at a huge range of characteristics when they're working out if they want to be with a guy or not. So if she's hot, that's not good enough. Make her hot and a nice person.
Because it's her mindset that's going to raise your children, not her looks.
Yes. And I am 100% in it. One more time. Mindset that's going to raise your children, not her looks. And it is true. So just as much as women will be looking out for those little tells of your personality and what qualities you have, don't give her a free ride either just because she's got a pretty face. Look out for the women out there who are the gems, that are caring, compassionate, kind, considerate, strong, smart, whatever you're like.
Team players.
Yeah. Yep. Look out for those qualities, because they will honestly, I think that people's qualities, if you're listening and looking properly, they hit you around the face. They're so obvious. You know, it's a lot of the time that we want to believe people are something different, and so we kind of don't ignore what our instincts are telling us. So I hope you love this podcast and you'll go out and do some easy wins, and in a hot, sexy, charismatic way, play the chivalry thing, but do it in your style in a way that's going to make her so desire to be on a date with you again. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, leave comments, share it with other people that you think are interested in this kind of thing. It's so important that we bring a completely different message. I want to challenge these long-held dating beliefs like it's a numbers game, or you can't hold the door open for her because otherwise you're a wimp. Lots of this advice is just stupid and incorrect and rubbish. I want you to reprogram yourself, listen to your instincts, really rock some women's world. So if you've loved this, subscribe, and I will see you again next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.